In this bulletin, a bill to decriminalise abortion passes the New South Wales Parliament. Scott Morrison criticised again for comments about climate change. And Greater Western Sydney Giants prepared to take on Richmond. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Jackmalos. Abortion will be removed from the New South Wales Crimes Act after a controversial bill passed the state's lower house this morning. The bill overturns a 119-year-old law which had been criticised by opponents as archaic. It passed the state's upper house last night with 9 amendments. Though central pillars remained untouched, pregnancy terminations will become available for up to 22 weeks and later if deemed necessary by a doctor. MPs embraced each other when the bill was approved.
The Legislative Council amendments to what was known as the Reproductive Healthcare Reform Bill, now known as the Abortion Law Reform Bill 2019, be agreed to. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was absent from the vote. She says she had faith a positive outcome would be reached without her.
I had to run the state. And if there was a vote, I would have been there. But to be honest, my first priority is to run New South Wales. That is my priority. When I'm required to be in the chamber, I am. And I had full confidence that the House would resolve it in a positive way.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison for his attitude and comments about climate change. Australia was not invited to speak at the recent United Nations Climate Action Summit because of the large amount of coal it exports annually. Mr Morrison has also criticised this week for warning against causing children what he termed needless anxiety about climate change. Mr Albanese says Mr Morrison isn't taking the issue seriously enough.
What we've seen from the Prime Minister is downplaying the seriousness of climate change. What we've also seen is him dismissing the concerns which young people have about climate change. What we've also seen is him blaming the media for reporting the facts.
The comments came hours after Mr Morrison addressed the UN General Assembly, defending Australia's environmental policies.
We must let our children be children. Let our kids be kids. Let our teenagers be teenagers. Australia is doing our bit on climate change, and we reject any suggestion to the contrary.
Meanwhile, Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is calling for a rapid phasing out of coal. Speaking directly after Mr Morrison at the UN, Mr Bainimarama said there's no hope of achieving net zero emissions until there's no more coal mines or power.
To any living in denial of the climate emergency, some of whom sit at the apex of certain governments, you readily listen to the scientists and take heed of the best research available in every other field of human endeavour. So you must not refuse to listen to the scientists on climate change.
Mr Bainimarama sharply criticised Australia's attitude towards climate change at the Pacific Islands Forum last month. A new report is warning Australia's beach lifestyle is under immediate threat unless increased action is taken to mitigate climate change. The latest UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report says Australia's tourism industry and seafood stocks are also at risk. The CSIRO's Kathleen McGuinness is one of the report's co-authors. She says Australia's coastal communities could face extreme flooding at least once a year by 2050, when previously they were once-in-a-century events.
With more frequent extreme events occurring in shorter succession, it doesn't give society enough time or, you know, communities enough time to recover before they're hit by another, you know, impactful event. So, you know, this starts to stress communities, it stresses economics.
Major Sydney landmarks will be splashed in the signature orange of the Great Western Sydney Giants ahead of their grand final stoush against Richmond. Sydney Harbour Bridge, West Connex Tunnels, Parramatta Town Hall and Sydney Olympic Park will be lit up to show support for the side. The 8-year-old club beat Collingwood to earn a place in the grand final at the MCG on Saturday. Let's have a look at what the weather's going to do tomorrow in Perth. It'll be sunny and 26, cloudy in Adelaide and 19, showers for Melbourne, 19. Much the same for Hobart, also 19, early frost and then sunny in Canberra, 21 degrees. 23 in Wollongong and sunny, much the same for Sydney, 24. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 26. A shower for Brisbane, 27. Sunny in Cairns and 30. And fine weather for Darwin, 31 degrees there. Peggy Jackmalos for SBS News.